On December 31st, Americans welcome the New Year in various ways. Some people like to see the New Year in while traveling by boat. For example, people in Chicago, Illinois can choose from several special holiday trips on Lake Michigan. These cruises include dinner and dancing to music performed by a band. In San Diego, California, a company offers New Year's Eve parties on the Pacific Ocean. It costs more than $100 for each person. Other Americans have parties at home and invite all their friends. Many of these events are noisy. People shout and sing. They often blow on small noisemakers when the New Year arrives at midnight. They kiss their husband or wife or the person they're with. They dance to music. Other Americans spend a quiet evening at home. They drink champagne at midnight to welcome the New Year. Some people drink too much alcohol at New Year's Eve celebrations. This can lead to tragic results if a person then drives a car. The National Safety Council says hundreds of people die in road accidents during the holiday. Other Americans observe the coming of the New Year at events without alcohol. More than 220 American cities hold these first night celebrations. Artists in Boston, Massachusetts started the tradition of first night celebrations in 1976. They wanted to observe the coming of a new year, but they did not want to hold noisy drinking parties. So they organized music, art, and other events to observe the holiday. People in Boston can choose among 250 performances and exhibits around the city. People can look at huge statues made of ice. Families can also watch fireworks early in the evening.
What is the main idea of the passage? Which of the following has the speaker mentioned in regards to sailing? Which of the following is true of those people staying at home? According to the passage, what is true of more than 220 American cities on New Year's Eve? Which of the following is not mentioned as part of the first night celebrations held in over 220 cities?